Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday night, 8:32 p.m. We're in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and welcome to the show. This is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. Thank you so much. If you're a longtime listener, I thank you as well. It is my honor every week to come before you with exciting news and information, also tips that you can use in your everyday life. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that wants to provide with you information that can make a change in your life. Tonight we're going to talk about investing in yourself. We've been on that for a while. But before I get started with that, I just want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. In case this is your first time hearing about the organization, I started this business in 2007 with my business partner, Rodney Fairby. We worked together diligently to get it up and running. Since then, Robin has stepped down from her position, but she still helps me constantly with Issues Concerning Women, supporting the cause and being a leader, one of the leaders in the organization. We have workshops and seminars that we do to help you infuse your abilities, help you to learn more about who you are as a person, to help you in your business, your career, and your relationships. Also, Issues Concerning Women, we are not just an organization that is all about what we can do, but it's all about how we can help you to be a better person, to make changes in your life. The constant factors in our lives is that we are always needing to learn and to grow. We want to surround ourselves with people who want to succeed. You have an idea, you want to develop it and bring it to fruition to help women and society. This is Concerning Women. Here we are pursuing our dreams to do what we love and therefore love what we do. We are teachers, mentors, business owners, writers, consultants, professionals, and speakers. Issues Concerning Women has been a vision that we have been working on and preparing for most of our lives. Everything that we have done was to prepare us for such a time as this. ICW, an idea that we needed to birth and to nurture. Our lives are filled with a diverse group of friends and business associates and relationships that we can share our knowledge and skills. We are driven by our desire to serve, to open lines of communication, to form lasting relationships, and to achieve excellence in all that we do. Issues Concerning Women, I'm the director. It's ongoing projects that we do. We want to help you and be a part of the community. We are all about outreach. We're all about empowering and encouraging. The song that you were listening to is called Day by Day, and that's how we build the organization. We build it day by day. It's not too many days that go by that I am not doing something pertaining to building the company and building relationships and building those bridges. When I talk about we, who I'm talking about are my business associates that I work with, like Robin Fairby, who talks about finance and teaches workshops, and she has a wonderful website that you can friend her on Facebook, and then she'll give you the information. Veronica McMillan, nonprofit coach, can teach you all about the nonprofit sector, what you need to do, how you need to get started, who you should be talking to, and just all the nuts and bolts about being that nonprofit organization that you want to be. Melissa Williams, coach, author, public speaker, teacher, awesome lady from New Jersey. She's also on my team, and she goes around the country and she speaks on different topics. But her last book was Release Your Power. She has a new book coming out this month, and she'll be in Maryland this weekend. So if you could go on Facebook and you can Google her and find out more about her and find out what she's doing. Dr. Heyward Horton from Albany, New York. He's a psychologist, a professor. He works with large corporations and companies. He's been all around the country and the world speaking on our economic conditions in the African-American community. Jennifer Hyman, businesswoman, owns her own business, her and her husband. It's the perfect gift. She is always, always smiling, always, always ready to help you, giving you some words of wisdom and encouragement. Maria Campo, she has Premier Finance Alliance, and she's here to help you as well with your financial needs. We're going to pause for 1 second, but we'll be right back. And thank you. I hope you had an opportunity to just take in what I was just talking about, all the associates that I work with, all the wonderful people. We have Charles Haynes. He also does finances. We have Minister NJ from Hampton, Virginia. We have people all throughout the East Coast who are working together to build relationships, to build those bridges with the business owners, the community, the clients, and others who are willing to step forth, step out on faith. And now that leads me to tell you about our wonderful conference that is the Entrepreneurship Revolution, which is coming in October 2013. October 18th and 19th is going to be a two-day event. It's going to be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then we're going to also have a similar event in New Jersey, November 1st and 2nd, 2013. We will be in Raleigh, North Carolina on the first weekend in October, in September, and I'm going backwards now. September will be in Virginia Beach, and August will be in New Jersey with Coach Lalisa. So there's a lot going on with Issues Concerning Women, the Entrepreneurship Revolution. We want you to be a part of it. So if you need more information, please contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can call in right now if you're listening to the program at 1-347-826-7543, and I'll be more than happy to answer your questions about the Entrepreneurship Revolution or anything that you wanted to know about Issues Concerning Women. Tonight, we're going to talk about making changes that make a difference in our lives, because that's what we're all about. You don't have to always know where you're going to go when you start out with something, but you have to have a plan, because there is power in the plan. So if you're not sure what you want to do, then you need to set up a plan of action. There is Power in the Plan is the name of my new book. It will be released soon. It has kind of been on hold, and, you know, I have to do things decent and in order until it's time to release it. It won't really come out, but it is ready. I'm ready. We're just holding back for a little bit, and we will let you know when the book will be available to you. We will take pre-orders, but the book is about planning your future, making changes in your life that are the best for your life, for your business, your career, your relationship. Also, knowing that when you start to make small changes, a big difference is going to happen. You don't have to always be able to define every single thing, but like I said, if you start writing it down, you start making it plain, having a plan, and then things are going to have to start happening for you. But we know that it takes time. It takes figuring out what we need to do. And making change is not easy. They said to change something in your life, it takes 21 days for you to do that. For some, it doesn't ever happen because we never even take the challenge. We won't even try. But tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about doing some things that we probably don't want to do. We don't want to think about how much we spend, but that's a big issue for a lot of us. When we get the opportunity to just sit down and think about what we're really doing, how much money we're really wasting, it lets us know that a change definitely has to come. You know, if we don't do anything different, we're going to continue to do the same thing over and over again. I advise you to get your journal and just start writing down things, things that you want to change about yourself, setting some goals. That's one of the things that I talk about in the book, setting goals for yourself that are realistic, goals that you can reach, long-term goals and short-term goals. Know where you want to go. Have that plan of action. And like I said earlier, some of you really may not know what you need to do, but you have to start somewhere. So just start with thinking about where our money goes. We don't even think about how those little pennies add up, the little things that we spend money on every day, like our morning cup of coffee. How many times do we stop at a local fast food place or a gas station or even a Starbucks and get a cup of coffee? So what I want you to do, and this is going to help you, and I know it sounds, you know, like it's going to be some homework and it's an assignment. It is, and I'll just put it out there to you. This is an assignment for anybody who wants to make a change in their life. Don't believe that a little money can add up to big bucks. Then think about how much you spend every single day. So get you a one-month calendar or notebook and write down everything that you spend every single day for 30 days. And that's everything. When you get that cup of coffee or you go to the snack machine and you spend 50 cents for those Cheetos or potato chips. It's tedious, yes, I know, but what will happen is you will start to realize how helpful this is for you because you will actually see where your money is going. And try it for just 1 month. It's not going to kill you. But, of course, I know that you're busy. So if you do it on your calendar, on your desk, then when you go out to the snack machine or you run out to lunch, when you come back, you have your receipt right there handy, and you can just write down the dollar amount on that day's calendar. Or if you have your little journal, write it down in your journal. Pretty soon, you will begin to see exactly where your money is going and exactly how much you're spending because all these little pennies will add up to dollars. And once you see how many dollars you're wasting because you didn't really need those potato chips out of the vending machine, you could have bought you a snack from home, like an apple or a banana, you know, something that was healthy for you. You're going to start to make some changes in your life. I hope that you will. Some of us won't change because we don't want to, and that's fine. And I was talking on the phone today, and the person that I was talking to, we were talking about when people want to do something and they make up their mind they're going to do it, then they will do it. But if they're just doing it because somebody else is insisting that they do it, 9 times out of 10, they won't stick with it, and they won't stop doing what they were doing. Just like if they have a drinking problem. If they want to drink, they're going to drink. I don't care how many programs you take them to, how much you tell them is not good for them, how much you encourage them to go and get in an AA program, they're not going to do it until they're ready. And I know this from firsthand experience. I'm not just talking about it because it's something to talk about, but when people don't want to do something, they are not going to do it. I work with so many clients in the Christian counseling, and they're required to be there. So they have to be there so that they can maintain and keep their jobs or stay in whatever programs they're in. And I had one lady tell me she was there because of abuse in her relationship and with her daughter. Her boyfriend was molesting her daughter. So her daughter was taken away from her. She had to go through a counseling program, and she just happened to be with me. And she told me the only reason she was going through with the program is that so she could get her assistance funds and whatever else she was getting. And it really upset me to really think that she really wasn't there to get help. But I do know that these things do happen, and we have to be aware of them. So now I'm hoping that just by me telling you this little story that you will think about where you are and what you're doing. If you want to make a change, then you have to be the one to do it. This particular lady did not want to change. She wanted to have her cake and eat it too. She still wanted to be with the man, even though she knew he was not healthy for her or her daughter. She was going to be with him no matter what I said and no matter what any of us talked to her about while she was in the program. She came for a purpose. Her purpose was so she could continue to get funding, and she didn't want to change. She was not going to change, and no matter what we said. But my job was not to scold her or to look down on her. My job was to lift her up, let her see that she could do better than what she was doing, and hope that something I said to her would sink in and resonate with her. And hopefully after she left the program, because it was a 12-week program, and after she left the program, that she would be still hearing what I was saying to her, even if it didn't sink all the way in, that somewhere a piece of what I said would still be there for her that would help her. But it's our own choices. It was the things that we choose, even if they're not healthy for us, we can turn them around if we choose to do so. But it's up to us. So just think about that. If you're doing things that are not healthy for you, that are not good for you, your relationships are not good, you're picking the wrong kind of people to hang out with, your career is not going the way that you want it to go, then you have to do something about that. You have to make some small changes first, and then once you do that, you're going to see where it's going to make a big difference in your life. So just think about that tonight. And I also want to ask you to think about just what it is that you want for the rest of the year. It's already April the 4th, 2013. What would you like to accomplish in this year? And then figure out how you're going to do it. Think about if you want to go back to school, okay, a new semester is coming up. You may not get in for this semester, but maybe you can get in the summer session coming up, or maybe go ahead and plan for the fall. You need to go back to school if you want to get your master's or your bachelor's or even your associate's degree if you don't have one. If you want to do that, then just do it. I'm going to share something with you. I recently just acquired my insurance agency licensing. I passed the test, and I dreaded it because I did not want to go back into the classroom setting. So now, all things are on the internet and online, and classes can be taken online, and you can study online. But I am old-fashioned. I like to study with my book, my pencil, my paper, my markers, and my little notes, so then my little reference books and my dictionaries. That's just the way that I do it. It works for me, and I'm comfortable with it that way. But I did try to study online, and it was difficult for me, because I had not had the opportunity to do it that way. I've taken a quiz here and there on the internet, but to take a full course on the internet was a challenge for me. And I'm not ashamed to say that, because we all have challenges and we have to face them. So what I had to do was figure out a way that I could master what I needed to learn to be able to pass the test, and still be able to use the computer and still use my notebook and my pens and my colored pencils. So I've struggled with it for the first 2 weeks. I mean, it was just almost like I was just wasting my time because I didn't feel like I was learning anything. But once I made up in my mind that this thing, being online, was not going to keep me from passing my test, I figured out what I needed to do. I made a plan of action. I figured out when I was going to study, how many hours I was going to study at a time, how I was going to do it, if I needed to use a book versus use the computer. That's what I needed to do. So what I did was I would do my study questions on the computer. Then I would go back to the book and learn the definitions and the correct wording for the structure that I needed to learn. Yes, it was like studying twice, but it was a way for me to master what I needed to master to pass the test. And I'm telling you guys, it was not easy to do that, because once you're used to doing something one way, you don't really want to change. But I know that I have to stay in the, you know, stay up with what's going on and make those changes. And I think that's hard for a lot of us. So tonight, that's why I'm encouraging you. Just do something that's going to make a difference in your life. Make that change. Even I am not too proud to say that I struggled with that. But I wanted you to know that you're never too old to go back to school. You're never too old to learn. If it's something that you want to do, if you want to change your career, you're never too old to do it. You're not too old right now. If that's what you want to do, do it. But make a plan. There's power in the plan. Plan what you want to do. How are you going to do it? Just like when I was studying, I had to stop doing what I was told that would be better for me and do what I do would work for me. And once I did that, I was able to study well, go in, and pass the test. And I'm telling you, I was sweating, you know, whew, because I didn't know if I had really conquered my goal, but I had. And then once I passed the test, then of course you know that I had achieved my goal. So that was my plan to, my plan was to pass, but also I had to make plans for each day, how I was going to do it, when I was going to do it, what time I was going to do it, and make that a priority for me. So what I'm saying is make small changes, and they're going to make a big difference in your life. It's easy to reduce the stress that you have when you have a plan going on. So that's what I want you to figure out tonight and take some plans of actions, do some things differently. I know over and over again we're saying, you know, is it worth it to me to do it this way or can I do it another way? See, nothing's really etched in stone. When we look at what we're doing and if how we're doing it is not getting us the goals achieved that we want, then we have to think about another way to do it. And, yes, it is worth it to me to do it another way. If I can't do it one way, then figure out how to do it another way. When you think about changing, I know it's not easy. I know none of us like to do that because we have our ways that we want to do things. But just know that if it's going to be for your good and that if it's a gift that was given to you by the Lord above and He's saying this is the right time to do it, and it's something that you wanted to do, then by all means, you should do it. I'm excited for you, and I want to hear from you guys, so, you know, let me know those small changes that you made in your life. I'm going to post something on Facebook tonight. I haven't been on in a while because I've been making changes in my life and trying to be better equipped when I go out to speak. I've been practicing more, I've been studying more, I've been learning more. It has been a great lesson learned for me just studying for the agency test. Changed my life so much, and I know that I can make a difference in somebody else's life by the things that I've learned. So that's why I love doing the radio show. I love what I do. I love people. I love helping, but I also know that this is not just something that I love and my passion, but it's also my career, my job, and I have to do it, and I have to do it well. So I have to stay on top of things, and I have to walk the not only talk it, but I have to walk in it. And I think that's where some of us fall short. We can talk it, but we can't walk in it. So I admit when I'm wrong. I humble myself. I'm grateful for my radio show. I'm grateful when I get the opportunity to go out and speak to the public. I'm grateful that I have this wonderful life that I have. No, it's not a bed of roses, but it's a good life. And it's where I need to be at this particular time because it's like I said in the intro, everything that we've done has prepared us for where we are right now. And if your life is not going the way that you want it to go, then you need to make some changes. And the small changes are going to help you to make those big differences. I'm excited. I look forward to hearing from you guys. We only got like 4 more minutes before the end of the show. So I want to tell you that you can reach me at icwdirector@gmail.com. And it's just like it sounds, icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 757-567-6734. And I will call you back as soon as I can because your call is important to me, and I love hearing from my listening audience. I am excited every time I get the opportunity to come on the air and speak with you. I love doing the interviews. I will be having more in the upcoming months as we prepare for all of the seminars and workshops that are going to be going on. I also will be doing a speaker's workshop in Virginia Beach, and I don't have the date yet, but I'm working on that, and I will let you know next Thursday what time it's going to be and when it's going to be, but it will be in Virginia Beach. And the program is going to be about public speaking, how to speak in public, how to pronounce your words, and how to feel comfortable standing at the podium. So it's going to be a great class. I love teaching this class. I was actually this past week over at Ryan Stratton College in Virginia Beach, the Virginia Beach campus, spent a morning session with them and an evening session talking to them about career development, how they can go out there and get their jobs, how they need to interview, what they need to do to prepare, that they must have a plan. So everywhere I go, I talk about that. If you have a plan, you're more apt to reach your goals instead of just going willy-nilly, as they say, and just doing whatever you feel like doing when you feel like doing it. I know that sometimes it can be hard to stay on track, even myself. I don't take myself out of the equation because I know what I go through, and my life is complicated at times. But most of the time, I try to keep it where things are in order, that I do what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it, that it makes my life a little bit easier. I do know how to multitask, but I prefer to work on projects, as I call them, and one at a time and get things done and then move on to the next project. It works good for me. It may not work for you, but you need to do what works for you. I know that every individual is different, but I also know that we all have the same ability if we just apply ourselves. I want you to have a fabulous week this coming week. We just came out of Passion Week last week with Resurrection Sunday and Easter Sunday. Awesome time at church on Sunday. It was powerful. And I got the opportunity to spend a lot of the morning with my family, which made me feel really good. We are doing some things on a personal level within our family, and we're reaching out to each other and to reconnect. So if you're having issues with your family, reach out to somebody. We asked on Sunday that if somebody you have not talked to in a while and you need to give them a call or send them a text, a call is better, but if you can't talk to them at this particular time, you can send them a text, or even better than that, write them a note. Tell them how much you miss them and how much you want them to be in your life. That's another small change. It's going to make you happier. It's going to make your life better. You're going to see that doing these small things throughout the year is going to make you have a fabulous 2013. We're going to live the dream in 2013. I know that I'm doing it. I'm on the right path. I'm just not talking it. I'm walking it. I know that we can all be blessed if we just connect and help each other. So it's been great being with you. As always, on Thursday nights, tell a friend about issues concerning women. Thank you. Thank you so much for my listening audience, new and old. Thank you for connecting with me. I've been trying to tweet. I'm getting better at it. So continue to reach out to me on the Twitter account and let me know what you think about the show. I've been getting great response. So have a fabulous week. I will talk to you next week. God bless you all. And I will be in touch. And if you want to reach out and touch me, call me, 757-567-6734 or icwdirector@gmail.com. I look forward to speaking with you on next Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to have a blast like we always do. I encourage you to make those small changes to make a difference in your life. God bless.